Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today, I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Last weekend's snowstorm and colder weather throughout the week doesn't seem to have slowed fishing down as much as we thought it might. The lakes are all pretty well open, with little chance for freezing up hard. You may still see some skim ice forming in calmer bays on the lakes if it gets cold enough at night, but it doesn't last long. At Black Hawk, anglers are still doing good for bluegill off the West Stone Pier. Small tube jigs set about 3 feet under a bobber are catching bluegills at a fast pace on some days. The larger fish that are being caught are around 7 to 7.5 inches, with a few crappies mixed in. Anglers are enjoying the newly refurbished handicap accessible dock in Town Bay, but the fishing there hasn't been quite as good compared to over at the Stone Pier on the west side. We've also heard some reports of nice walleye being caught from shore in the Town Bay area. Now, a few anglers are also out wader fishing. Now, if you're going to cast for them, I would suggest using a slow retrieve with a hair jig baited with a minnow, or using a twister with a real flimsy tail so that you can get some action out of it on a slow retrieve. There have been a few muskie caught since the ice went out, with the largest being in the mid 30-inch size range. There is a 40-inch minimum on muskie at Black Hawk, and it's unlikely that we have any that have reached that size yet. Now, there has been a bit of pan fishing activity down at Swan Lake, south of Carroll. Anglers did pretty good for crappie and bluegill there last fall, so hopefully that'll pick up again this spring. The fishing jetties and the fish house are always great places to target those panfish from shore when the bite turns on. Anglers at Storm Lake are starting to catch some fish too. There's been a pretty decent bite for about a week and a half now for walleye in the state marina. Anglers have been fishing live minnows under a slip bobber from shore and around the docks. It seems as though the best bite is right after the sun goes down, so you may want to make sure your lighted bobbers are charged up. The daily limit for walleye at Storm Lake is 3 fish per day. All fish between 17 and 22 inches must be released, and only one fish over 22 inches may be kept. Be looking for the crappie to move into the marina as the water starts warming up too. Well, they still have some ice cover over a lot of the lakes up north, including Clear Lake, Spirit Lake, and the Okoboji, but travel on the ice is not advised as it's starting to break down up there. Now, this time of year can be great for targeting walleyes in our large rivers. Once the ice goes out and there's an increase in flow from the snowmelt, the walleye will start moving up and get more active. Some of the state's biggest walleye are caught out of the rivers, including the state record, which came from the Des Moines River. Target areas below rock riffles where fish will congregate, and holes around snags. There are a lot of rock riffles on the North Raccoon River in Sac and Greene counties that can create some good fishing holes. The Little Sioux River and the Des Moines River are also good rivers to go for walleye in this part of the state. Now, if you're an angler that loves to panfish, be watching the fishing reports from southern Iowa. The water usually warms up down there earlier in the year, and the bluegill and crappie fishing always seems to be several weeks ahead of where we're at. Lake Anita, Prairie Rose, Littlefield, Greenfield, West Lake, and Grade Lake, which are both in Osceola, are all expected to produce some good panfishing in southern Iowa this spring. Also, don't forget about those channel catfish. This is a great time of year to target channel cats, especially on the natural lakes. Using cut bait and shad guts can create some really fast action if you get in the right place. Look for areas where the wind is blowing into shore and points that jut out into the lake. Expect the catfish to congregate in these areas and feed on the fish that have died over the winter time. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid outdoors this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping y'all have a safe and successful angling adventure.